Young Learners English Skills Practice. Ahead with Movers by Anne Leventeris. Published by Ahead Books. Copyright Ahead Books. Hello, this is the Movers Listening Test. Skills Practice 1. Look at Part 1. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Sally. Is it your birthday party?
Yes, this is a picture of my party.
Who is holding the cake?
My mum. Her name is Jane.
Right.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
Who is the boy?
The one wearing red.
Yes, the boy who is wearing a red shirt and red shoes.
Oh, that's my cousin Jim. He loves red.
Two.
Look at Bill.
Where is he? I can't see him.
He's wearing a green t-shirt.
Is he holding a kite?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I can see him now.
Three.
Who is sitting at the table?
That's Kim.
The girl wearing the red dress?
Yes, that's right.
Is she drinking a glass of lemonade?
Yes, she loves lemonade.
Four.
Is that your brother sitting under the tree?
Yes, that's my brother Peter. He is wearing jeans and a red t-shirt. He is with my friend Hugo.
Is he the one holding the ball?
No, he is the one who is drinking milk.
Oh, I can see him.
Five.
Can you see me and my friend Zoe?
Is she standing next to you?
Yes, that's me. I'm wearing my new purple dress. And can you see my friend Zoe?
Is she the girl who is holding a doll?
Yes, she is.
Now listen to part one again. One.
Who is the boy?
The one wearing red.
Yes, the boy who is wearing a red shirt and red shoes.
Oh, that's my cousin Jim. He loves red.
Two.
Look at Bill.
Where is he? I can't see him.
He's wearing a green t-shirt.
Is he holding a kite?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I can see him now.
Three.
Who is sitting at the table?
That's Kim.
The girl wearing the red dress?
Yes, that's right.
Is she drinking a glass of lemonade?
Yes, she loves lemonade.
Four.
Is that your brother sitting under the tree?
Yes, that's my brother Peter. He is wearing jeans and a red t-shirt. He is with my friend Hugo.
Is he the one holding the ball?
No. He is the one who is drinking milk.
Oh, I can see him.
Five.
Can you see me and my friend Zoe?
Is she standing next to you?
Yes, that's me. I am wearing my new purple dress. And can you see my friend Zoe?
Is she the girl who is holding a doll?
Yes, she is.
That is the end of part one. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Bill. Where are you going?
I'm going to English class. I take lessons in English.
English lessons? How many students take lessons with you?
I don't know. 12, I think.
12 students?
No, sorry. With me, it's 13.
I see.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
Do you have a good teacher?
Yes, I do. My teacher is very cool.
What is her name?
My teacher is a man. His name is Mr. Green.
Right, Mr. Green.
Two.
How often do you have an English lesson?
Every Monday, Wednesday and today, Saturday.
Wow, you have a lesson on Saturday.
Yes, but that's okay. I love English.
Three.
What do you do at English class then?
We read, write and watch DVDs.
That's great.
Yes, we watch DVDs on Mondays.
Four.
We like watching DVDs, but we like reading the most.
That's great. What do you read?
We read comics that Mr. Green has on our school laptops.
Comics?
That's right. Our teacher has apps for English comics on our laptops, and we read in class.
Five.
Bill, who do you sit with in class?
My cousin Pam. We are in the same class.
Oh, good.
Yes, my cousin is helping me with my English. She is the best student in school.
That's great. Enjoy your lesson.
Thanks. See you.
Now listen to part two again. 1.
Do you have a good teacher?
Yes, I do. My teacher is very cool.
What is her name?
My teacher is a man. His name is Mr. Green.
Right, Mr. Green.
2.
How often do you have an English lesson?
Every Monday, Wednesday and today, Saturday.
Wow, you have a lesson on Saturday.
Yes, but that's okay. I love English.
3.
What do you do at English class then?
We read, write and watch DVDs.
That's great.
Yes, we watch DVDs on Mondays.
4.
We like watching DVDs, but we like reading the most.
That's great. What do you read?
We read comics that Mr. Green has on our school laptops.
Comics?
That's right. Our teacher has apps for English comics on our laptops, and we read in class.
5.
Bill, who do you sit with in class?
My cousin Pam. We are in the same class.
Oh, good.
Yes, my cousin is helping me with my English. She is the best student in school.
That's great. Enjoy your lesson.
Thanks. See you.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen and look. There is one example.
Mrs. Mark is telling Charlie about the people in her family and their favourite breakfast food. What is each person's favourite breakfast?
Hello, Mrs. Marks. You look very happy.
Hello, Charlie. Yes, I am very happy. Now that I've finished making breakfast for my family, they all like different food. Look at this salad. It is for my son. He likes vegetables for breakfast. Carrots, tomatoes and onions.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What does your mother eat for breakfast, Mrs. Marks?
My mother hates vegetables for breakfast. She likes to eat fruit. I have a fruit salad for her. In the salad, I have pineapples, pears, apples, and coconut.
That is delicious. And your cousin Tom? What is his favourite food in the morning?
Oh, Tom likes pancakes. He likes to have four of them for breakfast, with chocolate.
That's cool. Chocolate for breakfast.
My daughter likes a good breakfast too. She likes sandwiches for breakfast. I make her sandwiches with lots of vegetables, sausage and eggs. They are very big, but she eats all of her sandwich every day.
Wow, that is many things. And your father? What does Mr. Mark eat in the morning? Does he like fruit and vegetables?
No, Mr. Mark eats fruit and vegetables for lunch. In the morning, he likes a big breakfast. He wants two eggs with sausage and cheese.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
My uncle is at our house too.
Wow, that is many people.
Yes, it is. And my uncle likes a different food for breakfast too.
Oh, what does he like?
He likes to eat noodles with sauce for breakfast. Today, I have noodles with vegetables and sauce for him.
But that's food for lunch.
I know, but Uncle Jim likes that for breakfast every day.
Wow, Uncle Jim is funny.
Now listen to part three again.
What does your mother eat for breakfast, Mrs. Marks?
My mother hates vegetables for breakfast. She likes to eat fruit. I have a fruit salad for her. In the salad, I have pineapples, pears, apples, and coconut.
That is delicious. And your cousin Tom? What is his favourite food in the morning?
Oh, Tom likes pancakes. He likes to have four of them for breakfast, with chocolate.
That's cool. Chocolate for breakfast.
My daughter likes a good breakfast too. She likes sandwiches for breakfast. I make her sandwiches with lots of vegetables, sausage and eggs. They are very big, but she eats all of her sandwich every day.
Wow, that is many things. And your father? What does Mr. Mark eat in the morning? Does he like fruit and vegetables?
No, Mr. Mark eats fruit and vegetables for lunch. In the morning, he likes a big breakfast. He wants two eggs with sausage and cheese.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
My uncle is at our house too.
Wow, that is many people.
Yes, it is. And my uncle likes a different food for breakfast too.
Oh. What does he like?
He likes to eat noodles with sauce for breakfast. Today, I have noodles with vegetables and sauce for him.
But that's food for lunch.
I know, but Uncle Jim likes that for breakfast every day.
Wow, Uncle Jim is funny.
That is the end of part three. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. Which house is Peter's?
Where does Peter live?
He lives next to a shop.
Does he live next to the toy shop?
No, the toy shop is not next to Peter's house. Peter lives next to the supermarket.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Where did Peter go?
Where did Peter go on Saturday?
He went out with his father.
Was his mother with them?
No, she was in the city. Peter went to the beach with his father.
Oh, I understand.
Two. What did Peter's mother buy?
Peter's mother didn't go to the beach on Saturday. What did she do?
She went shopping. She needed a new scarf.
She needed new socks.
No, Peter's mother needed a new scarf. She didn't buy socks.
Oh, I see. She only bought a scarf, not shoes or socks.
That's right.
Three. Which girl is Peter's sister Vicky?
Peter has a sister. Her name is Vicky.
Yes, I know her. She has short hair. She likes blue sweaters.
No, she likes purple. She always wears a purple sweater.
Is her hair straight?
No, Vicky has short, curly hair.
Yes, I know Vicky. She is 11 years old and she has short, curly hair.
That's right.
Four. What did Peter's sister do on Saturday?
Did Peter's sister go to the beach on Saturday?
No, she went shopping too.
Did she go shopping with her mother?
No, she went shopping with her friends. She wanted to buy Peter a present.
What a good idea!
Five. What did Peter's sister buy?
What did Peter's sister buy for Peter?
Oh, she bought him an animal from the pet shop.
Wow! Was it a big animal?
No, it wasn't. She looked at puppies, but Peter has a pet dog. Her name is Claire.
So did she buy him a lizard?
No, not a lizard. Girls don't like lizards. She bought him a parrot.
A parrot? Can the parrot talk?
I don't know, but it was a small blue and yellow parrot.
Parrots are good pets.
Now listen to part four again. One. Where did Peter go?
Where did Peter go on Saturday?
He went out with his father.
Was his mother with them?
No, she was in the city. Peter went to the beach with his father.
Oh, I understand.
Two. What did Peter's mother buy?
Peter's mother didn't go to the beach on Saturday. What did she do?
She went shopping. She needed a new scarf.
She needed new socks.
No, Peter's mother needed a new scarf. She didn't buy socks.
Oh, I see. She only bought a scarf, not shoes or socks.
That's right.
Three. Which girl is Peter's sister Vicky?
Peter has a sister. Her name is Vicky.
Yes, I know her. She has short hair. She likes blue sweaters.
No, she likes purple. She always wears a purple sweater.
Is her hair straight?
No, Vicky has short, curly hair.
Yes, I know Vicky. She is 11 years old and she has short, curly hair.
That's right.
Four. What did Peter's sister do on Saturday?
Did Peter's sister go to the beach on Saturday?
No, she went shopping too.
Did she go shopping with her mother?
No, she went shopping with her friends. She wanted to buy Peter a present.
What a good idea!
Five. What did Peter's sister buy?
What did Peter's sister buy for Peter?
Oh, she bought him an animal from the pet shop.
Wow! Was it a big animal?
No, it wasn't. She looked at puppies, but Peter has a pet dog. Her name is Claire.
So did she buy him a lizard?
No, not a lizard. Girls don't like lizards. She bought him a parrot.
A parrot? Can the parrot talk?
I don't know, but it was a small blue and yellow parrot.
Parrots are good pets.
That is the end of part 4. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Can you colour this picture now, please?
This is a picture of the living room in my house.
That's right. Can you see the mat on the floor?
Yes, I can. It's in front of the armchair.
Yes. I want you to colour it.
What colour?
Colour it green, please.
OK, I'm doing that first.
Can you see the green mat? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
Please find the box.
OK, the box. There are many toys in it.
Yes, there are. Can you see the monster?
I can. It's under the ball and doll.
Good. Please colour it black.
It looks scary. I'm a little frightened.
Two.
Can you see the fan?
Yes, I can. The fan is on the table near the window.
Good. Can you colour it, please?
OK. What colour?
What is your favourite colour?
Grey.
OK. Colour it grey.
3.
Please find the dogs.
One dog is sitting on the armchair and one dog is sleeping on the floor.
Yes. Please colour the dog sleeping on the floor red.
A red dog? That's funny.
Yes, but he looks very pretty.
4.
Now, I want you to write something.
What? A word?
Yes. Can you see the door?
Yes, I can.
OK. Write the word house above the door.
OK. I am writing that now.
5.
I want you to colour the lamp.
Which lamp? There are two.
Find the lamp on the bookcase.
Not the lamp on the table?
No. Please colour that lamp blue.
I like blue.
Well done. Thank you.
5 again. 1.
Please find the box.
OK, the box. There are many toys in it.
Yes, there are. Can you see the monster?
I can. It's under the ball and doll.
Good. Please colour it black.
It looks scary. I'm a little frightened.
2.
Can you see the fan?
Yes, I can. The fan is on the table near the window.
Good. Can you colour it, please?
OK. What colour?
What is your favourite colour?
Grey.
OK. Colour it grey.
3.
Please find the dogs.
One dog is sitting on the armchair and one dog is sleeping on the floor.
Yes. Please colour the dog sleeping on the floor red.
A red dog? That's funny.
Yes, but he looks very pretty.
4.
Now, I want you to write something.
What? A word?
Yes. Can you see the door?
Yes, I can.
OK. Write the word house above the door.
OK. I am writing that now.
5.
I want you to colour the lamp.
Which lamp?
There are two.
Find the lamp on the bookcase.
Not the lamp on the table?
No. Please colour that lamp blue.
I like blue.
Well done. Thank you.
That is the end of the Movers Listening Test. Skills Practice 1.